Dad's wife had been cheating, and their son, his namesake, he suspected to be fathered by another man, so he drowned the boy in the lake. He held Little Red under until his kicking ceased. There'd been a tragic accident, so said the police. Red's wife, stricken with grief, did not suspect foul play. She found comfort in Red's arms. Nevermore would she stray. Red was haunted by little footsteps in the night. To ease his guilty mind, he took to sleeping with the light. The haunting stopped when summer bought a baby boy. They called their new son Edward. He was the embodiment of joy. Years passed without incident until on the day Edward turned 6, he had but just one wish, for his daddy to take him to the lake and to teach him how to fish. They rowed far out in the water, and it's there Edward turned host to his kin reborn and vengeance sworn. He pulled a line round his daddy's throat. Edward's small body shouldn't have had strength enough, but with his brother's soul inside him, they cut Red's head clean off. They capsized the boat, and Red's body, it went under. Little Red's ghost safely brought ashore his brother. They found Edward wandering, confused but in one piece. There'd been a tragic accident, so said the police.